Do you have a dirty little secret? Welcome to the club.
And you're all invited.
The first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
We're handing out memberships free of charge.
Step up to the VIP line and let Dana and Brimstone take you on a weekly ride of secrets and debauchery.
Now buckle up, Buttercup, because things are about to get heated on the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dirty Little Secrets Club. I'm Dana Pereira.
And this is Brimstone.
Brim, are you guys surviving there in New York? I hear you're getting pretty pummeled with rain right now.
Yeah, the rain's been pretty insane. Matter of fact, there's like spots all around Long Island itself that are completely flooded. I know Port Jefferson has got literally a lake in the streets. Port Jeff is it's literally on the water. It's like a nice town that, you know, you kind of go to just walk around and, you know, you shop at the little shop.
Swim around now.
Now you can swim around. But they always, here's the thing, is they always have that same issue every single time that there's a huge storm. So I don't know. They have to have had gotten smarter and came up with some way to block the water from coming into the stores now. I don't know. But it's literally like a swimming pool. And then I believe it was somewhere in Brooklyn, there were, you know, the steps, going down the steps of something. It looked like a waterfall. The water was flowing down steps. Yeah, yeah. Craziness.
I would not expect all of that to be happening in New York because New York gets weather, like, a lot. In San Diego, we are not equipped for rain. It's kind of sad, actually.
God forbid you get a snowflake out there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't drive!
Me? There's no drive. You can't drive in the rain here either. And it's funny because Joe and I were going to look at houses last weekend. And the realtor said to us...
Really?
Oh, yeah. I just really like to look at houses. I want to see the most beautiful houses all the time. But the realtor said to us, like, you know, it's going to rain. And I was like, what, do we not show houses in the rain out here? How am I supposed to know what the yard does in the rain or what the roof does in the rain or what anything does in the rain?
Day, you're from the East Coast, so you understand this.
Yeah.
You understand that a little bit of rain ain't going to hurt nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You go outside, you deal with it, it's all right. But the people on the West Coast, no offense to our West Coast fans, but, you know, they're a little bit, comme ci, comme ça when it comes to the rain.
They don't, they're not sure how to handle it. It's out of their comfort zone. And I'm like, guys, it's raining. This is like a regular Tuesday in Pittsburgh, you know, and everybody's like, should we leave the house? Like, do we need our swimmies on? Do we need our...
The end is nigh.
Our arm floaties? Should we put our arm floaties on before we go outside?
The funny thing is like they do stupidest videos here. What do you call it? So they'll put on the floaties. They'll grab their little, what do you call it, canoes. And you know what I mean? Be canoeing around. It's,
It
makes for fun videos.
It does. There was a rainstorm here a few weeks back, and one of the high schools, their courtyard flooded, and people were surfing on it. They were taking surfboards and, like, jumping on them, like, skimboarding onto the...
That's ridiculous.
They could have definitely gotten hurt.
Well, you think? You think?
They don't think about that out here. They're not used to it.
They're not used to it. So what else has been going on in your world? Anything good?
I mean, I've just been busy. My son played a volleyball game yesterday that damn near gave me a heart attack. The outcome was great. They swept the other team, but it was tied for a really long time before they finally took the win. And I was like, oh my God, it was so fun to watch. But that is what my life has been consumed of. It's like all kids, all dogs, all the time.
What I want you to share this with everybody here, because it was such a great tweet that you put out about if for some reason you weren't the mother.
Can you
repeat that? Yeah,
I can. He's so cute. You know what? So I was getting him out of the bath and I was getting him dressed, and he just looked at me and he went, "Mom, If I had another, or if I had a different strict mom and I ran away from home, I would definitely come find you. You're the
Oh,
sweetest in the
you're so
whole
sweet.
world. That really made like my entire week. I would definitely come find you. And I was like, where did you hear that from?
Yeah.
That was so sweet.
That was such a darling thing. It
He's a
really
darling
was.
boy. He really is.
Is it okay for me to do a quick little promo? I
Please
have some events
do.
coming up. I want to make sure that if people are in the area, they can come down and see me. What do you call it? On April 13th, I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas for the Syndicate Smokedown. So I'm going to be judging out there with my son Dylan. It's going to be an awesome event. So hopefully,
Well,
if you guys are
father-son duo.
absolutely, if you guys are into barbecue, if you're in Texas, I know Texas is big, but if you're within an hour, 2 hours away, it's definitely worth the trip. One, to hang out with old Brim, but two, to have a great time. It's a food, music festival. It's awesome. Also, April 17th, if you're in New York, I'm going to be over at Brisket King, New York City. I'm judging over
Ooh.
there. That's at Pig Beach in Queens. And then
How
April
many years is
20th,
that?
that's a lot of years.
You've
I've
been
been
doing
judging.
that for every year for a long time.
Yeah, at least 6 years,
That's
seven
awesome.
years. Yeah, it's been a minute. The only time I didn't was when they were shut down for COVID. And then a April 20th, it's all this that coming week. I'm going to be signing at MCON on Long Island back here at home, which is at the East Meadow Comic East Meadow Library. So it's a small little Comic Con. It's always very very intimate. I judge your cosplay contest. I hang out. So if you guys are in the Long Island area, you want to come on down and hang out with old Brim, I encourage you. The show is free to get into. So it's one of those where, hey, if I can get there and see some people, it's always a good time for me. So
Yeah, and if you do see him, take a picture and tag us.
please do, please do. It would be nice. And Ishne on the dirtiness there, A, because it is a children's show. So, we're there to see the kids and so forth. But it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. You need to go to some of these Comic Cons today. You'd have a good time.
At some point in my life, I will, I swear. I feel like I have to raise some kids first.
Yeah,
Or
right?
maybe just bring them with me.
Or
Bring
bring them
them,
with
tow
you.
them with me.
Bring them with you. I don't necessarily think that. Well, I mean, I know you went and you did the San Diego, but what do you call it? That's just too big of a convention
Oh,
to
so
gauge
big.
anything on, because you're gonna walk around, and I know you probably wore those cute little shoes, and then they were not sensible, and you probably had your toes were like toe
If they're
up.
sensible shoes, they're not near my feet. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
So anyway, I wanted to talk about last week. One of the clips that we put out was about the nine cobras,
Yeah.
and
The
it
snake
got
venom
a
party.
the snake venom party. It got a tremendous amount of feedback, and it's still coming in. But there were, I mean, messages from fans saying, here, snake venom, I have so many questions. That's Oriana Nichelle on Instagram. Then what do you call it? You got Cash Lost Boy, nine cobras. Wow, man, what a party.
And I'm like,
What a party.
nope.
Marina BLA up. What the FCK? I'm going into the rabbit hole right now, because what does venom do to a person? That's what we were asking, right? Let's see. Then there was, what, seriously? How do they, how, wait, how they do that without dying? Snake venom is highly dangerous. I guess they must be taking very, very small drops of it. And even so, I wouldn't risk it. That's Talia Bloodina on Instagram. And then this one caught my attention. Okay. So this is Elena Blackwitch. She writes, Brim's reaction is priceless. Ha ha ha. I'll take that. I accept that. I think that in Japan, there's some alcoholic beverages infused in cobra venom. So maybe they just diluted some drops with something of their choice, vodka, gin, sake, etc. But why having nine cobras for that? It feels very confusing. So I went down the rabbit hole to see if there is a drink in Japan that actually does use cobra venom. And apparently, not only does it use cobra venom, they put the whole flipping snake in there. The whole snake in the bottle.
Well,
So it's.
I think if I read it correctly, it's a viper, not a cobra.
Okay.
But they do put the whole fucking snake in the bottle.
The whole snake. So it's called Habushu. It's a unique snake whiskey from the subtropical islands of Okinawa, Japan. So what it does is, let me see where it is here. La 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 la. I want to see where they
It says something about like shutting
it.
Down the liver for 20 to 30 minutes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like what the hell is with that? Let's see. The snake is usually a pit viper called the Habu snake, which is indigenous to Okinawa. You know what?
Apparently, there are many, many, many of these snakes. And so it's good for the people that live on Okinawa because they're getting rid of the snakes because there are so many of them. And then also, it brings people to the island because everybody wants to see the snakes in the bottle. So it
that
helps with tourism, bringing everybody onto the island to see these snakes in a bottle and try that liquor.
It's insane. So, so the process of making the Habushu, this is what I was looking for. So the two other main ingredients are used to complete the Asian alcohol. It says herbs. Herbs are those ridiculous people that we like to call herbs. And honey mixed. So it's herbs and honey mixed. That's what gives off the yellow tint that you see. The pit viper is then inserted into the jar. And what do you call it? The let me just say to those who might feel that this is dangerous, do not worry. Do not worry. I mean,
I'm worried. I am worried.
Jar. The alcohol mix added after helps to dissolve the venom, making it safe to drink. So I guess somehow the venom is.
This sounds different than the snake venom party. This is like infused. It sounds a little bit different than people taking straight snake venom at a party. But still, like, one person said that it tastes a little like Fireball. I wonder if that's true.
Maybe Fireball is what this actually is, and we're drinking
that's
that.
Fireball.
That would be no good. I don't want to drink any. I have no desire to do this. I have no desire to eat pufferfish. I have no desire. Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. Apparently this is used to distill, you know, the same way they distill or make other alcohols like whiskey and scotch. It usually takes about a month to prepare, and it's to make sure that the viper is properly preserved and make sure all the ingredients have blended. I mean, it says the honey makes it sweet, gives off a pleasant aroma. The taste is mild and make you feel like you're enjoying a nice cup of tea. But like, that's just weird to me.
I do think it's cool. Like, how cool would it be to have a bottle with like a snake in it like that? I probably don't want to try the actual alcohol. But think about, do you remember those lollipops that people used to sell if you were like away that had the scorpions in them?
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
I don't want that either.
That's just nasty, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's just nasty. Like, I want nothing to do with that. He says here, you can get high on snake venom.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you call it? Symptoms
for days.
Associated with a snake bite highly suggest that the venom of certain snakes have a neurotoxic nature that causes analgesia. How do you say that? I don't even know.
No idea.
Who cares? It's a common effect of narcotics like opioids and is the primary reason drugs of this class are prescribed. Okay. So what do you call it?
Imagine being on the show Intervention for snake venom.
Okay. What snake venom is used in parties? Snake venom is allegedly used to induce intoxication among people, especially at rave parties.
Yeah.
So this
that's
is
what
a
the guy
thing,
was.
Zay.
Yeah, I know. I know.
No,
it
no,
wasn't
no,
just
I,
this guy.
I thought it was just this dude.
No.
I
it
am,
is an
I am.
Actual thing.
I'm living under a rock, kid. Living under a rock. It does not typically produce an alcohol-like high, but can induce symptoms that can have effects on the nervous system and other psychological processes. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't think the Viper-infused whiskey has quite the same effect as the straight snake venom, but still, that is wow.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it's so now it's saying that snake venom is being used as a substitute for opioids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't get it.
Fucking humans, man. We just find the weirdest shit. I think about that all the time. I think we've talked about it on the show. Like, who was the first person to figure out that you could drink cow's milk? You know,
right.
Like,
right.
Hey guys, guess what?
Check this out. I got something that you're going to want to taste. It's
humans
creamy.
Are the worst.
No, it's freaking nasty. Gonna eat cat. Who thought of that? Like, with it, probably a farmer that was really bored and was having his way with his cow, and then was like, "Oh, those look like nipples. Let's see what happens when I touch them." Squirt,
yep.
Squirt. Oh,
squirt, squirt.
Let me taste that. Oh, sounds delicious. Let me try it. Oh,
you know. Now let me bottle it and sell it to the other perverts in my neighborhood.
Right? Can you imagine that's how milk started? Like, from a bunch of pervs that were just banging their cows?
I hope they weren't banging their cows, but the origin story would be great.
What did they say about what movie was that? The Fockers. What do you call it? So I have nipples. I have nipples, Focker.
You're gonna
milk me? Oh yeah. So speaking, going back to the whole Venom thing, you know, since I went down that rabbit hole a little bit, I wound up falling into another rabbit hole. This woman from Virginia, and I believe this was, you know, a couple of years back. She was taking a retreat out in Bali. She was out there taking a little bit of R&R, a little vacation time.
Take me with you.
Well, I don't know if you'd want to have been with her on this one. Because while she was trolicking, is that the word, trolicking?
Sure. We can trolic in Bali. Sure. Yeah, we can do whatever the fuck we want in Bali.
On the beach and just enjoying the you
frolicking,
know, the
maybe?
Wonderful frolicking. That's it. Thank you. Listen, man, it's been a day. All right. So frolicking on the beach, and then there she sees this little creature. So she picks up this tiny little critter. And she's like, oh, how cute. So she starts taking a video of it. And mm-hmm. She's putting this, like, on Instagram. I don't know if
it's
live.
As you do.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, oh, this is so cute. Here's a picture. You know, here's some video. Well, said creature turned out to be a blue-ringed octopus. And the blue-ringed octopus is the most venomous octopi in the entire ocean. And it can kill more than 20 people with its venom.
Oh, my
so
God.
It wouldn't just kill one person. It can kill up to 20 people. That's how powerful this tiny little creature is. All it needed, just one bite. One bite. Meanwhile, her and her friends are happily sitting and passing this thing around to each one of them in their bare hands. Right? It was like, she said, I saw it in the water. So my initial reaction was to just pick it up.
My initial reaction is never to just pick it up because I am always afraid. It's like that frog, the blue jeans frog in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
They look cute as hell, but you touch them, you die.
Yeah, don't touch that crap.
Don't touch them. No.
Ribbit, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. We got then the octopus. Why? Okay. Octopus, okay, it could be cute, all right, it's a nice little octopus. From a distance, you don't need to pick it up and have it, like, sitting and walking around in your hand. And it's cruel. Why are you taking it out of the water? It can't breathe out of the water.
You don't know if it, that's
just messed up, man. So, yeah, it says, what was her quote? I've just held this creature that not just could have killed all three of us, but apparently if there were 26 of us, we all would have been gone. that was what she said.
Shit. Could
and
you
it's
imagine?
It's golf ball size day.
It's a teeny
golf
tiny
ball
one.
Golf ball sized. Yeah. It's it says it's apparently, from what I had read, 1,000 times more potent than cyanide, their venom. Can you imagine?
Spies are chewing on the wrong thing then.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine? Yeah, instead of a pill, they get an octopus.
Yeah.
Here you go. Just take a bite. It's all good.
Bottoms up.
Lick the head. Like the frogs. Like the people lick the back of the frogs. Flipping morons.
Oh,
I'm going to get high. Like, wah.
But imagine that is what you have to put on the GoFundMe for her family, right? Like, oh, she picked up a cute little octopus. And from stupidity, she died.
Well, the thing is you can't feel the bite. So apparently, she would have had no idea. They wouldn't have known that she was poisoned until way after it happened.
Oh, shit.
So they dodged a ridiculous bullet there. What do you call it? There's no sign until you basically drop dead, is what it is.
Wow.
Yeah. So what do you call it? The neurotoxic venom literally paralyzes you and then essentially shuts down your lungs from breathing. You're done. That's it. There's
You're
no
done.
Coming back. That's it. You know? It's craziness.
That is,
let's see.
Insane.
Yeah, I am just, beside myself. I don't know why anybody feels the need to pick things up out of nature and not think there's going to be a repercussion. Even, okay, when I go down to Sweetbriar, Sweetbriar, I work with them and I do a lot of fundraising for them and I try to spend some time out there. Every time I go, and I know they're not going to hand me something that's going to harm me, but
right.
I'm still like, all right, is this thing going
to, on a scale from
me?
1 to 10.
right. Like, what's the danger here? I literally, this past weekend, I walked in there. The second I was in there, I was handed a baby squirrel. Like, here, hold this. Like, okay, what am I holding right now? It was cute.
Hi, cutie little baby.
It was cute. It fell asleep in my big old hands. What do you call it? Yeah. I loved it. What do you call it? But I had that. Then I had baby bunnies. Then one of the owls, Newton, flew out and flew on my head. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what's gonna happen when you're there. So, again, they have had things there that you cannot allow near you. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. It really is.
Well, think about how lucky she was. She was lucky in that moment to not get bitten by this octopus, right?
Right.
She was lucky that one time. You sent me an article on a guy that holds the record for being lucky. He is like outlived.
Unlucky.
He's like, or being unlucky. He's lucky and unlucky. He survived so much shit. This guy's name is Frano Selak.
Yep.
Selak.
Also
something
known
like
as
that.
Fran Selak. He's Croatian. So he's got it's a very, very interesting name. And it's funny. So he was actually a music educator. He was a music teacher. And he started having near-death experiences in 1962. And he lived up to the age of 87. He passed away around 2016. But there were like a ridiculous amount of different things. He was riding in a train, right?
Uh-huh.
And when he goes in a canyon, the train flew off the tracks, crashed in a river, and then somebody pulled him out to safety while 17 other passengers drowned.
And this was a freezing cold river.
Yeah, he suffered a broken arm and hypothermia. The next year, all right, he and his first and only plane, he was blown out of a malfunctioning plane door and landed in a haystack. The plane crashed, killed 19 people, okay?
What?
This is the only plane ride that he ever had. He was literally on the plane, okay? He's on the plane, and he was sucked out of the plane or blown out of the plane while it was malfunctioning. The door was malfunctioning, I'm sorry. And then landed in a haystack, and it killed 19 people. So he lived. Now, it does say, when I did a little research, that there were no records of a plane crash in 63 around Croatia that were matching his narrative. But, 3 years after that, in 1966, I noted the stuff here, so this way you can see.
How you are feeding me the details. I need every single one of them.
A bus, Dana, that he was riding in, skidded off the road and into a river, drowned 4 passengers, but he swam to shore with a few cuts and bruises.
Okay, at what point do you start thinking maybe he's the problem?
You're the problem, it's you.
Yes.
1970, his car caught fire that he was driving, and he got out before the fuel tank blew up. Another couple years later, another driving incident. The engine of his car was doused with hot oil from a malfunctioning fuel pump, causing the flames to shoot through the air vents. Okay. His hair was completely singed in it. And what do you call it? But otherwise, he was unharmed.
It's like this guy lives in a perpetual Mercury retrograde.
You want me to continue? There's
more.
I do. In 95, he was hit by a bus.
What?
Was hit by
the
a bus.
Fuck.
He had minor injuries. In 96, he eluded a head-on collision with a United Nations truck on a mountain curve. He swerved into a guardrail, which gave way. He was not wearing a seatbelt, and was ejected out of the car. He clinged to a tree branch as he watched the vehicle fall 300 feet.
Are we sure this isn't Liam Neeson that we're actually talking about here? Like, I'm so...
What did you do with my wife?
Yeah.
Is that movie?
I'm so perplexed. Like, okay. What?
Two days after his 73rd birthday, he won over $1 million lottery. Okay. What do you call it? He was married for the fifth time when he won that lottery. So
he's unlucky in love too.
Unlucky in love too. He purchased two houses and a boat with his winnings. In 2010, he decided to give most of the remaining money away to relatives and friends after deciding to live a frugal lifestyle. What do you call it? So what was said, and I did do the research on it, none of the near-death experiences were ever independently verified.
Okay.
What do you call it? But, you know, at some of his accounts.
But if it's true, it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I could be wrong. I think he might have a world record for it, but I could be wrong.
I think that they said that he still holds the record. If it were me, I think after maybe the third incident, I would be like, you know, I think I'm just going to stay at home from now on.
The house would burn down. He'd still be sitting there. Yeah, hey!
Seriously?
Howdy, neighbor.
That is so bizarre.
Looks like you got a few singed nose hairs there, Frano. You know,
that guy lived enough for several lifetimes. He's like a goddamn cat. He had nine lives.
Now, okay. So I've had a couple of occasions, some near-death experiences. I've had three that I could think of right off the top of my head. One, when I was young, I couldn't have been more than 11 or 12, and my friend Tina didn't know how to swim, and she was short. And my father had taken us to the beach, and we were out at in the water, and we wound up, the current must have taken us out too far. And she couldn't swim, so she was pushing down on me to stay over the water.
Oh, geez.
So what do you call it? So that was the first time. Thankfully, they were able to come in, and the lifeguards got us.
You were rescued.
I was rescued. So that was one. Two, I was in summer camp, and I was on a mountain. This is a crazy one. What do you call it? There was a mountain rock view over the camp, and on the rock, I don't know why I didn't think about it. Now thinking about it, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? There was a tree standing on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
I held onto the rock. I held onto the tree while I was looking, and I was towards the end. I started slipping, and I grabbed onto the tree. I fell off the rock, which was about 20, 30 feet, holding the goddamn tree in my hand. Now, when I fell, it wasn't just a like full drop. It landed to more land, but it was on a slant.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was on a slant enough that when I fell, I landed on my ace. All right, and I started sliding down the flipping hill with the tree in my hand.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm going down, breaking things as I go. Eventually, what he called, what stopped me was a rock, not a rock, a tree that was up. I had been sliding down. My legs were like open, and the tree was between the legs. Thank God I had
that
in my hands. It broke the tree in my hands and stopped me, and I would have lost my my gonads. Which,
oh,
you know,
my God.
So that was two. And then again, when I was with my father, what do you call it? I'd been skiing for, I think it was the first time I went skiing, and I screwed up. And I think you know this story. I think I told it. I went down the black the black triangle, whatever
like
they call
it. Like a movie
them.
Where you go yeah. down the...
I went down the wrong
oh,
one.
Black
I had
Diamond.
No idea what I was doing. Black Diamond. Thank you. Thank you. I'm flying down this mountain. Flying. My eyes, I'm closing my eyes. I don't know how I stayed up, right? Flying down this mountain. Then all of a sudden, what do they call bunny hills? Bunny hills?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going up into the air and landing. I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Kept sliding down this hill. Then after another bunny hill, my right ski pops off. Okay. I'm on one ski. You can't make this shit up, Dana.
This is like
one
Ernest
ski.
Goes Skiing.
Oh my God. I was like, people were jumping out of my way. Okay. The ski instructor was flying down and like trying to say, just fall. You need to just fall. I'm like, I am not falling. I am not. I am not. I refused.
Falling
finally,
will hurt.
Yeah. Finally, I was coming to the end of the mountain and there's the fence. And I'm like, holy sugar, honey, iced tea. If I keep going, I'm going to be Swiss cheese through the goddamn fence.
Oh
so I was like, okay, I'm going to have to fall. And I saw like a big mound of snow because it was towards the end of the bottom of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like threw myself on one ski into the what do you call it? The mound
snow pile.
Snow. Yeah, thankfully it wasn't too hard, and I freaking didn't die. So that was my three times, all real. They could verify each one of them. You know, and what do you call it? Like, unbelievable, unbelievable. And by the way, I did not ski for the rest of that week, and they banned me from the mountain.
Oh.
So, yeah, those are the three that I can think of right now, but. But that guy, thank God none of that happened. That's worse than anything that I ever came about.
This guy, I mean, the balls on this man to still walk out of the house after having all of these things happen to him, like over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would be afraid of the world. I would be like, I can't go anywhere. I can't go on a trip because the airplane's going to fall out of the sky. And if I was his friend or his wife or his child or whatever, I would be like, I'm going nowhere with you because everybody else dies and you live, and I don't want to be a victim of your bad luck.
Well, what actually happened to the other four wives?
Right. Yeah. We don't know. We don't know
Who
what
knows?
Happened to them.
Who knows? What do you call it? I mean, you know, how about this? Maybe it was a setup. Maybe it was a setup. Maybe he took out the insurance on all of them, and then
mm-hmm.
he so made it look like an accident.
I want to see if there was insurance taken out on all those people on the plane, all those people on the bus, all those people. Like, I want to know the train. You tell me. I want to know how much money did he make. Lottery my ass. That guy collected.
Who in their right mind would have insured him knowing any of that, right?
Are you kidding me? Do you remember Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly? He would have risk assessed that real quick. It would have been a no.
Yeah, that's a big no for me, dog. Wow. Craziness. So this guy lived his, you know, 87. Ripe old age
that's
of 87.
Actually impressive that he made it to 87 years old after all of that happening.
So it's crazy because, all right, so now here's the thing. Is he the most unlucky person or the luckiest?
Or the luckiest, exactly.
Right?
I mean, I guess it's both ways, maybe.
I
he had a
know.
Lot of unlucky things happen to him, which makes him pretty unlucky. But
guys,
he survived all of it, which makes him really damn lucky.
Give us some feedback on this. Look him up. Look him up. Frane Selak. Selak. Look him up, what do you call it, and let us know what you think. You know, because, again, I'd love to hear people chime in on this one. Simply,
mm-hmm.
like, was he the luckiest or was he the unluckiest?
Yeah.
You know? That's, I mean, before winning the lottery, I mean, he had the most ridiculous. I mean, it's lucky, but it's unlucky because it actually
mm-hmm.
happened. It's lucky because he survived, but unlucky because it happened. Right?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
That's what I think.
I'm so confused. Anyway, all right. What do you call it? I know we had something prepared for today in terms of the celebrity world. A little bit of an interesting thing here. I'm going to let you bring it up because I've done way too much talking already. And I know you deep dove down this one.
Well, I didn't deep dive. However, I
You
have
did. You deep dove.
I deep dove. No, I have been seeing a lot of Rebel Wilson lately, and the reason being that she has written a memoir. And so she's been talking about, she's going around, she's promoting it, all of the things, but it has come out that she did not lose her virginity. She calls herself a late bloomer. She didn't lose her virginity until she was 35.
Wow, with Mickey Gooch Jr., I think is the guy, right?
But the funny part about this, yes, you are correct. It was Mickey Gooch Jr.
Okay.
She did not tell him that she lost her virginity to him. He found out when he read an advanced copy of her book.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he must have probably thought, wait, uh-oh, she might be writing something about me in there.
Well, I
So
think
I
that
went
they
and
are
read it.
still friends. They're still friends and they're still close.
Okay.
So, but it got me thinking about whenever I lost my virginity, I did not tell the person that I was a virgin.
Right. I mean, I guess that why would you necessarily?
Well, I know some people are like, why the fuck wouldn't you tell me? They feel some sort of responsibility or lack of. Like, there are some people that are like, I don't want to take your virginity. Why would you do that to me? Like, I don't want to be that person because they feel like
Really?
it might be a lot of responsibility on them. Especially if you wait until you're 35. Could you imagine a 35-year-old woman came to you and was like, I'm a virgin? Wouldn't you automatically think that, they were waiting for a specific reason? They wanted to be in love. They wanted to be married. The religious aspects of it, maybe. That might be a lot of responsibility for the person that you're putting it on. But if you're like, I just want to fuck, I'm DTF, then.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you how, most guys would be like, alrighty then, this is a good thing, because then they're like, it ain't been tainted. Nobody's touched that. It's brand new. I want that. That's a lot of
Ugh.
guys would think.
Yuck.
I'm being honest.
Well, I know you're being
Being
honest, but
honest.
ill.
What do you mean, ill?
Well, to say,
Why?
well, because you said a woman is tainted, and that is something that
Hold on a
I
second.
can't,
Again,
do that.
this is not coming from me. It's not me saying that. I'm
Well,
saying
I'm not saying that it's you. I'm
most men would
saying that
think
a
that.
woman is tainted is
That's what.
disgusting.
Now, the reason why I said it that way, because I was going to pull this in and use it to discuss this. Have you ever seen My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
No.
Okay, so there is a show that Haley's been infatuated with called My Big Fat American Greek Wedding or something, Gypsy Wedding, and what do you call it? And in this, the what do you call it? The gypsy girls are not allowed to do anything or speak with anyone until they're ready to get married, and they're like 15, 16, 17, and what do you call it? And they're supposed to be what they call them. Untainted, meaning that they're not supposed to be touched by another man. So, and
Blech.
then they're supposed to be taking a husband at that age.
All I
First of
hear is
all,
oppression,
there's
oppression, oppression.
so many things wrong with this, but I had to bring it up because I thought that it would be interesting to kind of tie into this with,
Yeah, that is so.
see,
I
I did
mean,
that well, right? I think I did a pretty good job bringing that
it's
in.
just interesting how, the woman has to be pure and,
Oh,
like, all
and
of that.
the guys are allowed to go out and soil their roots,
Oh,
all
of
right, soil their oats,
course.
but the girls are not allowed to do such things. So,
So, so gross.
Well,
Yeah.
look, now here's the thing. Mentally, I don't ever like to think about anybody else being where I've been.
Well,
You
you
know
don't
what I
gotta
mean?
think about it, you know?
But that's just me personally. Of course not, but as a man, you know what I mean? Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? That's part of what a thought process. But again, the reason why I said the tainted thing was because I wanted to pull that in, and I wanted to get your response on that. But Yeah, but that's the case. So her being 35, they're trying to pawn these kids off at 15, 16. You know what I mean? And be untainted. But being 35 and untainted, if that's the way you want to say it, you know what I mean? Or untouched.
I don't want to say it like that.
Untouched?
I don't want to say it like that.
All right, I'm going with the flow. But what do you call it? Being 35 and untouched and
just virgin and being a virgin?
Well, but she was untouched, right? Is that the case?
I don't think that you can be untouched. I think you can be untouched and a virgin, or also touched and a virgin.
Maybe she was just vaginally challenged. Maybe she used everything
vaginally
else.
Challenged. Well, that makes it sound like she has a disability down
no,
there.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. She was, maybe she had on a chastity belt up until then.
Oh, like the movie Robin Hood.
Yes.
Men in tights.
Oh, Lord. What do you call it? No, I'm just throwing things out.
Well, you know what I love, though, is that whenever she was, her whole point in sharing that story was to basically say, like, there wasn't any reason for her to, like, she wasn't super religious. She wasn't waiting until marriage. She just didn't have sex. Wow. And then I think her mom got sick or something like that. She was like, what the fuck am I waiting for? Like, I'm ready. Let's do this. And so she, like, watched porn and used a vibrator and then decided that she was going to have sex with this guy that she was dating. And she did.
What? Hold on a minute. Uh-huh. I'm sure she did all that stuff before she.
Well, you can be a virgin and still do those things.
I didn't say you can't. I'm just saying she was done. She was definitely playing with herself.
I hope she was giving herself all the pleasure. I hope that she had years and years and years of pleasure before that. But she didn't tell him. And I know there was one guy that I was friends with, and he was dating a girl that was a virgin, and he, like, did not want to have sex with her. He was like, I don't want to be your first.
Really?
He refused. Absolutely now, refused.
Wait, said that to her?
He broke up with her. He didn't want to have sex with her.
Who is this? Wait, say that one more time.
There was a man that I was friends with, am friends with.
Okay.
And he was dating a girl that was a virgin. And he was like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to be that person.
Probably because he didn't want her to be attached to him.
He did not want the attachment. He was like, nope, I cannot be. I am not going to play that role in your life. And he was like, nope, nope, nope. And he did not.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Look, I mean, you know.
Did you tell the person that you lost your virginity to that you were a virgin?
I
you were
like
young. You
12.
Were so young. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember.
So, no, I guess it was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Well, it's interesting that you say that as a, like, some men out there might like the fact that they're virgins. As a woman, if I was in love with somebody and they were a virgin, then whatever, that would be its own thing. But if I was just like hooking up with somebody and found out the person was a virgin, I'd be like, you know, maybe we should wait. Because honestly, if I'm having sex, I'm doing it to have fun. And if it's your first time, you're not going to be so much fun, probably.
Right.
You're going to be nervous. Shit's going to get over quickly. I'll probably be like, nah, I'm good.
Wow. Wow, you're a mean one, Miss Grinch. What do you call it?
I just know what I want. And it's more than 6 seconds of pleasure.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm about 7, so, you know.
More than 6, there you go.
More than 6, all right. Oh, Lord, what do you call it? Oh, funny enough, not to take it off this, we did with Embrim Skin yesterday, and Alex brought up this thing. There is a guy that is, he called him a twink. So I is that a word, I guess, for a gay guy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's so like there's like the bear and a twink is one of them.
Yeah. So he said, Alex, this is coming from Alex,
who
LGBTQ.
Is gay.
He is in the alphabet club.
Yeah.
He's bi. What do you call it? So,
oh, bi,
and,
sorry.
Yeah, because it's him and Meg are a couple.
Oh, right. His girlfriend, right?
Right. And what do you call it? So he said that this guy, and the guy was wearing, like, I don't know if it was like a Sailor Moon cosplay or whatever. And he had compared his schlong to a monster bottle, monster can, and it was bigger than the monster can. Now, the guy was skinny. He was like, you know, first of all, when you're skinny and you have no weight, of
course
it's bigger.
It was not expected.
But it was much bigger than expected. It was bigger than the monster can. Bigger than the monster can. You could look it up. I might be able to find it and send it over to you.
That actually terrifies me. If somebody came at me with bigger than a monster can, I would be like, yo, I am not trying to die today. Like, you got to go.
Seriously. It was not something that I necessarily needed to see. It was just,
I mean, that's impressive. No, not for me.
Is it though? Is it though? Like, what I mean?
It's impressive in the way that I would be impressed if it was the tiniest penis in the world. You know, I'd be like, damn, that's impressive. It's so small. And then also on the flip side of that, if it was super huge, I'd be like, damn, that's impressive. You know, like anything that's out, like extraordinary, out of the realm of something that would be considered average or normal, I find impressive.
It's craziness. I wouldn't necessarily say impressive. I would say bizarre. It really was like, oh my God, like why?
Well, and it's funny because some people would be like, wow, he was blessed with a really huge dick. And then other people would be like, oh, what a burden. He has a really huge dick.
Yeah, right. I mean, and so I'm trying to find it. I can't. I put in Google penis bigger than a monster can, which means definitely going to be getting real stupid shit
thing that you put this out there on the Dirty Little Secrets Club, because if Danielle happened to go through your phone and see that you Googled penis bigger than a monster can, she might have some questions.
Let's see. Oh my goodness. I can't believe I got to delete my browser history.
You really do.
apparently the guy
the targeted
also,
ads, they're about to come your way.
Yeah, I know. The guy is apparently in, what do you call it? He's in porn too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. That tracks.
Oh, I did not want to watch any videos. No.
Nope.
Bill. I do not need to see this.
No,
okay.
No, thank you.
I'm getting out of this. And I definitely want to remove that from my, there you go. Clear that out of there. Delete that. I do not want that.
Yep. Immediately gone. Bye-bye.
Let's just take that out of there. I'll have Alex send me the link and I'll send it over to you. Because I know you're curious now.
That is hilarious. Yeah. I'll show
Joe. With a smile on your face, you're like, yeah, I'm curious.
Listen,
I was curious because he said to me, he shows me just the monster can up in front of the person wearing a skirt. I'm like, okay, how the hell do you even know? And he's like, well, I didn't want to show you the naked one. I'm like, well, what the hell's the point of telling
me? Yeah, show me the naked one.
I'm not going to get all like excited over it. I just want to see the goddamn thing. Show me what you're telling me.
It's like a doctor viewing a patient. You're just curious what the symptoms are.
Just curious. I'm curious of what the symptoms are. Yeah. And he showed me. I was like, that's just ridiculous. It's like, that's just ridiculous. Anyways, what do you call it? So the Rebel Wilson thing. It is what it is. I guess if it were me, I could go either way.
Yeah.
You know what
would
I
you
mean?
Want to know? Would you want to know?
I mean, it would be nice to know, but you'd pretty much get an idea, you know, 2 seconds into it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I did not tell the person that I was with that I was a virgin. Turns out, found out later, he did not tell me that he was a virgin. So neither of us would have been able to tell because both of us were virgins.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. That's sweet. That's a nice one. Anyway, guys, that's about all the time we have for this week's Dirty Little Secrets Club. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in every single week. Dana, what do you call it? Would you like to tell them the one little rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club?
Yes, guys, the first rule of the Dirty Little Secrets Club is to tell everyone about the Dirty Little Secrets Club.
That's about all the time we have, guys. We'll see you again, God willing, next week. Follow me.
something from you, you got another thing coming.